for March 16th, 2007, it's the Lullabot Podcast.
Lullabot Podcast.
I got it right. 2007, I got that right. Yeah. It's Jeff Robbins, and it's the Lullabot Drupal Podcast. Today, Nathan Haug and I have an interview with Scott Nelson, who's written the AMF PHP module and the services module for Drupal. These do some interesting things with using sort of alternate methods of outputting Drupal information. In the case of the AMF PHP module, it outputs sort of Flash object kind of things, and services allows you to set up your own web services, your own APIs for your site. Pretty cool stuff, and we'll talk to Scott in a moment. But first, I wanted to mention workshops and a seminar. We've got a seminar next week, this week, this coming week, a week from tomorrow, in Sunnyvale, California, right next to Yahoo, where the OS CMS conference is happening, Drupal things happening at Yahoo on Thursday and Friday, March 22nd and 23rd. That's happening at Yahoo. You can find out about that at oscms-summit.org. However, it's pretty much sold out at this point, but we'll see what happens with that. And then on Saturday the 24th at the Sheraton, just down the street from Yahoo, Lullabot is putting together a performance and scalability seminar where we're going to talk about sort of how to get Drupal purring for your high-speed, high-performance site. If you've got a site with lots of people coming to it or are hoping to have a site with lots of people coming to it, you should definitely check this out. In April, April 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, and 13th, the week of April 9th in Providence, Rhode Island, Lullabot is also leading some workshops. The first 3 days are Drupal API and module building. We're going to get down and dirty into the Drupal API and show you how Drupal forms work and how to build modules. All that kind of stuff that you've sort of thought, I should probably figure that out, but it's so confusing. 3 days, we're going to teach you that stuff. Most of it, at least. And then on Thursday and Friday, advanced Drupal theming to become a complete Drupal theming ninja. It's important to have a knowledge of the Drupal API. And so on Thursday and Friday, we're going to sort of talk about theming from the perspective of someone who understands the API. So if you are familiar with the Drupal API and want to get better at Drupal theming, this is a workshop for you. And or if you're planning on coming to the API and want to just follow right on through, there you go. You can find out about all of these things at lullabot.com/training. There you go. Enough of that. So we're going to get right into this interview with Scott Nelson. Here you go. So Scott Nelson, tell me a little bit about yourself and so you have a company? Is that thisbythem.com? Is your company?
Yeah. I've been doing web work for about 4, maybe even 5 years now. I kind of started fresh when I got out of high school, just kind of jumped right into it. But about a year and a couple months ago, I met my partner, Lance, who's an incredible designer, and he had a little thing going at ulyssesdesign.com, and he was doing like mostly little Flash sites for solo artists and musicians and cool stuff like that, you know. And we hooked up, and I had been, I had been trying to do my freelance thing again. I played in a band for a little while. I kind of did the band thing, and So I wasn't really serious about work and
been there.
And,
man.
You know, yeah, I know you have. And so I decided, you know, I go, well, shoot, the band, I've been in this thing for a couple of years and, you know, we had a limited amount of success, did some touring, but, it was time to sort of, you know, focus on making a little money. And, so I decided to start doing freelance again. And I met Lance and we kind of hit it off. We worked on a project together and after a few months decided to sort of, join efforts. And, so about March of, last year, I believe. Yeah. So I guess it's a little under a year. We officially became this by them. So.
Right on. So how did you, first of all, where are you located? Where do you live?
Well, like Lullabot, we are sort of a virtual company. At first, it wasn't so much because I was in Orange County. I guess he was in Orange County, too. I'm in Newport, and he was in Fullerton. Lance was in Fullerton, which is only about 45 minutes away, but mm-hmm. we hardly ever saw each other. But he just recently moved up to Oregon. So
oh, wow. We're fully
definitely
virtual.
Not going to be seeing much of each other. So. But it's worked out before, and it's it works out these days. So
cool,
it's good.
So what does your company do? Is it all Flash based stuff tend to be, or
no? We're kind of widespread. You know, we like to do Flash, and we definitely prefer to do kind of cool flashy kind of sites, bands, artists, that kind of stuff. But we kind of do everything. You know, I've been big on Drupal for about a year and a half now. So we're using that as our CMS in most cases. And I've actually been dabbling a little bit in Ruby on Rails. So we're kind of like, we kind of cover all angles. So.
Cool. Well, I first found out about you and kind of pricked up my ears when I saw the Pete Droege website at Droege,
yeah.
Droege.com, Droge. .com for people who are listening, and someone said, yeah, that's a Drupal site, and it was like, what, really? That's awesome. You know, it was sort of always in theory, you know, this concept that like Drupal can output anything, and for anybody that hasn't seen that site, it's a great Flash site, but it's all dynamic stuff through Drupal. I was informed correctly? Yes.
Yes, yes. Yeah, it's kind of funny. When I first, I kind of did what everybody does with Drupal is like you come across it the first time and then you go, well, this is kind of weird looking and I just don't know. And I moved on and was looking for other stuff. I was looking for CMS for the longest time. And I finally came back to it and dug through the code as you do and began to appreciate its cleanliness and how awesome all the hooks are and the API is so well done. And then I noticed the XML RPC library that was built in, and I started playing around with that and blog API, and I'm like, God, I could probably use this for Flash. And so I did some digging around the Drupal forums and the net, and there was a guy, I think his username is Average Young Man or something. He had been trying to do some of this stuff a while ago, and he had some posts about how to use XML RPC with Flash using an open source XML RPC library out there. Some guy made. There's another site that I did, philwickham.com. That was actually the first one, I believe, that I connected into Drupal, and I did that using a hacked version of Blog API and sort of my own little functions in there, and it worked really well. And the client was stoked to have their, administration interface and all that. And we didn't have to build it from scratch. And so, it was – that was awesome. And then, I started playing around with, obviously for those of you that know Flash, AMF-PHP is the best way to transfer data in and out of Flash because it's a Flash native format. You don't have to download any extra libraries or anything to transfer the data. Are you looking at the site right now?
I think Nate is stumbled on.
Sorry, I did it again.
This is the thing with all these flashlights that you've done, is that they're all full of sound and video and all kinds of things. And
I know.
You tried subtly, like, oh, I'll check that out while he's talking, and it just jumps into the music. So, sorry.
No, it's all right. So after doing a site with XML RPC, I said, you know, there's got to be a way that I can do this and be able to use Flash remoting. And so we had a new project coming up, and I'm like, I want to try this out. So I took AMFPHP from AMFPHP.org and dropped it into a module and put the code. AMFPHP has a little gateway file, and that's like sort of like its index.php file, as you would in Drupal. I just dropped that code into a module hook, a module callback, and magically it worked. So
wow.
Yeah, it was kind of awesome. I was like, wow, because I'd been, you know, sort of searching around the forums a little bit, and people had been installing AMFPHP as sort of a separate thing, and then communicating AMFPHP with Drupal through Drupal's XML RPC. So you're doing this kind of double, you know, remoting thing, which didn't really make sense to me. So I dropped AMFPHP into a module and coded out some of my own AMFPHP services, which is what I used on Droge. So then I decided to kick that module back to the community. And after a few months or whatever, Mike Potter from Adobe, the Adobe evangelist guy who has blogs and all that. I don't know if you guys
I know
you've been talking to him recently. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he liked that but wanted to use it with Flex.
Right.
And,
yeah.
And
that was how I first met up with him, was he was posting about using Drupal with Flex and stuff, and that was really interesting stuff.
Yeah, he's a real big, you know, Flex guy. In fact, I think his job title just changed. I don't know. He's on the Flex marketing team or something. Maybe I'm not supposed to say that. I don't know. Maybe we should check with him before we put that out there. So anyways, he asked if I could, you know, maybe port it over to be able to be used with Flex. And there was another library out there made by a company called WebOrb or something like that. I don't know if that's the name of the company, but Midnight Coders is the company. And they released a library called WebOrb for PHP, which allowed you to do remoting stuff with Flex. And I'm not a real big Flex guy, but I was the only guy doing this in Drupal. So, you know, I was the likely candidate to do this for him. And then right about that time that we decided to go forward with doing this, they released a new version of AMFPHP, which was able to work with Flex. So it was kind of perfect. I kind of plugged that in and, you know, spent, you know, a lot of hours actually hacking it a little bit, overwriting some of its classes to enable you to create services via Drupal modules rather than having to do service classes, which is what AMFPHP provided before. So this kind of evolved into this whole abstraction of, you know, having separate service modules, separate server modules, and a Drupal module in the middle called the Services API, which, you know, sort of controls all these things.
So let's sort of step back a little bit and so
sure.
The AMFPHP for people that don't do Flash development, can we sort of talk a little bit about kind of like what that is and how it works for Flash and how it might be a little bit different than XML or Ajax-y kinds of stuff or even just sort of like what it is. My understanding is that you're basically sending objects like fully, it's sort of like JSON, right? I mean, you're sending fully formed objects and information back and forth between the Flash thing that's playing on the client side and the server, right?
Right. Well, okay. So when you do, the easiest way to get data in and out of Flash is, with XML, right? But the problem with that is that, you know, if you're going to send data out, you have to create an XML object, which obviously requires time and, you know, processing power. And if you're going to receive data, you have to parse that XML data, which again takes time to parse and processing power and all that. Moving one step beyond that is something like XML RPC, which does all, if you have an XML RPC library, it will do the sort of XML translation for you, and you're able to send, you know, you're able to send a flash array into XML RPC, which will translate it into XML, send it to wherever, you know, you want to receive that XML RPC object, which, and then like on Drupal side, it will transfer that into a PHP array. So it sort of does this data translation for you transparently, right? But it's doing that with XML, if that makes sense.
Right.
So what AMF-PHP does...
It means that basically the in that respect, with the XML RPC stuff, that Flash can have access directly to Drupal's function calls and all that kind of stuff, right? I mean, like, you could, I don't know, get a list of taxonomy terms or find all the nodes with a certain information about them or something like that directly from your Flash. I mean, given the right permissions and the right stuff running on the server
right.
side, you know, there's some security around this, of course. But I mean, you can, you know, query specific things and get them back as objects into Flash, right? So then you could display them kind of however you want.
Yeah, exactly. So imagine that you want to load a particular node into Flash. You could create a function in Drupal or an XML RPC hook that would simply access the node load function. You wouldn't even need to create a wrapper function or anything. So you would call node load and just send that object back over XML RPC without having to turn it into XML or anything on your own. And you know, if you had an XML RPC library on the Flash client, it would translate that into a Flash object. So you'd be able to access that node without having to do any XML or anything. It's kind of sweet. Saves
yeah.
a lot of time.
Yeah.
Back in my cold fusion days, as brief as it was, we had a thing called Flash remoting in cold fusion. This sounds like it's pretty much the exact same thing, right? Only it's PHP.
Yeah, it's the exact same thing. And, you know, Flash remoting, I think it, well, first of all, cold fusion hosting is very difficult to find. And, you know, I mean, PHP is just so much more widely accepted and all that, blah, blah, blah.
Well, Nate's not doing cold fusion anymore, so.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. You know, I guess it didn't really catch on. But the guy, I think his name is Patrick Minault. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. But he obviously was doing Flash development and wanted to. I mean, the guy, I don't know how he did this, but he somehow figured out how to do the exact same thing that Cold Fusion Flash remoting was able to do, but do it with PHP. And it's kind of crazy because there was no, you know, Adobe didn't publish its specs or anything on the you know, transfer formats that it was doing. So I don't know how he did it, but he did it. So basically we had the same thing that you could do with Flash remoting and Cold Fusion components, you could do with PHP with the stuff that he created. So this has been around for a few years now, and it's just been getting better and better.
Yeah, yeah. So these sites, let's talk a little bit. So you use the AMF-PHP stuff to build these Drupal-based, Flash-based sites?
I used XML RPC on philwickham.com, and then that evolved into using AMF-PHP on Droge.
So how does the administration interface for that kind of thing work? I mean, what happens? Where do you go and edit? I mean, because Drupal has these certain sort of paradigms of like kind of being able to edit things right there where you are. But of course, if it's Flash and it's kind of a lot more kind of amorphous, how do you know where to go to edit things and stuff like that? How does that end up sort of working, or have you made all that Flash-based too?
Yeah, no, quite a bit of work.
Yes, it would. I mean, this is the thing always with, like, you know, there's a concept that you could completely theme the administration interface for your Drupal site, but no one really ever does. I mean, people do a little bit of work into it, but I mean,
yeah.
You know, because... You get paid for the front end, not the back end.
For sure. Yeah, you know, that's actually – it's actually something that we've been working on, trying to make a really nice administration theme and sort of trying to make – because a lot of times, you know, we're doing sort of a Flash front end. So you're not able to do what you do with most Drupal sites, which is you navigate to the page you want to edit and you click the edit tab, you know. Kind of doing more of a sort of like I'm using views and doing sort of table views and putting those, you know, under the admin path, and sort of doing like, you know, the tabs up top. I don't know if you've used software like Basecamp or whatever, where you kind of have really simple the tabs up top. You know, we'll have on Droge, we have like a discography, there'll be a discography tab, a playlist tab, a news tab. And you can click those things, and then there'll be a list of all the nodes, and you'll click in and be able to edit those things. So we kind of create, you know, cater the Drupal side, or theme the Drupal side to be more like an administration interface than an actual site.
Right, right.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
A couple months ago, when you first came out with the AMP-PHP module, I picked it up and wrote a couple things that made it so I could call any function in Drupal from Flash, which was really cool.
Nice.
But at some point, AMP-PHP became not just a standalone module. It started requiring services module, and I wasn't around when all that happened. But what is the services module, and how is it different than just using AMP-PHP?
Okay, yeah. When Mike and I were first talking about doing the Flex thing, I had this idea. I wanted to be able to do this module in a way that I could get the most sort of support from the Drupal community, and I knew that there wasn't a lot of people trying to do Flash stuff with Drupal. I mean, there are, but in the grand scheme of things, there aren't really. So I wanted to do something that could be used not only for Flash but for other services as well. Like if you wanted to communicate with Drupal with like a SOAP kind of protocol or a REST or anything like that. So I wanted to abstract the way that you would connect to Drupal in the form of a module. So and then another aspect of it was in AMF-PHP you had to, Nate, I'm sure you're familiar with this, but to create a service you'd have to do that in an AMF-PHP class, right? Mm-hmm. Which wasn't really the Drupal way of doing things. So I wanted to figure out a way to be able to create services as Drupal modules rather than be limited to AMF-PHP. And then you would be able to use those same services if you're going to publish those with AMF-PHP or SOAP or REST or anything like that, or even XML-RPC. So the services module allows you to create services, and those services don't care about how those are going to be exposed to the rest of the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it also allows you to create server modules, which will allow you to expose those services to the world in a number of different ways.
That's really cool.
What
kind of things do you think could be done with that? I mean, could you do like web dev? Or, I'm trying to think of other sort of services like iCal kinds of things.
I think its most practical use well, for me, it's for Flash, obviously. But let's say you're doing like a big community kind of site and you wanted to open up an API. Like let's say you, for some crazy reason, you wanted to build you wanted to build Flickr on Drupal, right? And you wanted to – Flickr has a very nice API that you can get, you know, your images or, you know, search images and do all this stuff.
Above and beyond RSS, right?
They've got, you know, an API which you can pull in data with SOAP or REST or XML-RPC or whatever you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So you could actually do this with services. And services has the capability to handle things like API keys. So, you know, only certain people are allowed to access those services.
Oh.
And it handles the whole session ID problem and all that kind of stuff. So it's sort of like it's very similar to XML-RPC, to Drupal's XML-RPC functionality. But it just sort of expands upon it, adds the security things like API keys and session IDs, and it allows you to use other protocols than XML-RPC. And those can be, you know, the only ones that exist right now is actually XML-RPC and AMF-PHP. And I know there's one other guy that I saw created like a Jabber client.
Oh, wow.
So it's kind of limitless, and I've kind of been hoping And I'm sure once this podcast gets out and I'm about to publish some screencasts and all that, that we can get sort of a lot of more people interested in creating, you know, server modules and services and all that kind of stuff.
Cool.
So I think it's kind of like the framework to be able to grow into this really huge thing. And I just kind of, wanted to get it started. And I'm not an expert in any of this. I just kind of one of those things where you just kind of want to get the ball rolling and see what people can do.
Well, yeah. So. I mean, you don't start out as an expert, but, it happens.
Sure. Yeah.
So you're saying you're going to put up some screencasts and stuff like that. Where will those likely end up going?
Well, that's kind of one of the reasons why we're doing a little revamp of our site, because we're going to put them up on there. We don't really have, if you look at our site now, I know you were earlier, it's all Flash and there's not really a place to drop in a video or some text or anything. So we just wanted to get a little page together. I'm going to put the screencasts up and, I think Mike was going to blog about them and then hopefully, you know, it'll make it a lot easier for people to be able to understand how these things work.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did one, on how to create a service, with a Drupal module, and then I did another one how to connect to Drupal with Flex. So
let's talk a little bit about Flex. What is Flex, and how does that play into this whole thing? So this is sort of the direction that Adobe's going with the new flashedness.
Well, I'm pretty new to Flex, and I haven't done anything more with Flex than actually what I did with my screencast. So I created like a little simple, you know, pulling in a node and being able to update a node with Flex. But I said, we don't
start as experts.
Yeah. but I do know a little bit about it, and it's sort of like Adobe's solution for Flash development for developers, because, you know, in most cases, developers are going to be sort of horrified with having to build an app with like a Flash authoring GUI. You know, these guys want to be able to, you know, code their app and compile and do all that kind of stuff.
Well, and my experience has been that's where really when Flash starts to get really interesting and cool and do like 3D kinds of things and all kinds of stuff that really sort of blows your mind. A lot of that has very little to do with the like timeline and dragging and drawing things on the stage and stuff like that. So.
Yeah, it's all sort of ActionScript.
You know, right,
you're doing
right,
ActionScript
exactly.
Classes or whatever. But yeah, more so Flex is sort of like it's a rich internet application development environment. You know, for building sort of application type things in Flash, which would be really hard to do in Flash, but with Flex it's much much easier.
Cool. Scott, I've seen that. The services module provides user abilities such as log in and log out. But you mentioned that services also kind of does some session handling for you. Could you make a small Flex utility, say like a file upload thing or a small blogging thing, so that it uses the existing Drupal session and just uses a small Flex utility within the Drupal admin to like improve the usability of something? That'd be possible.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. You know, there's modules out there. Like I know there was a Summer of Code project for a Zool administration client,
right?
You could actually, and he kind of rolled his own sort of XML RPC thing, and he was doing things like, you know, user login, and he had to handle session and API keys and that kind of stuff. You could actually use services as sort of the generic solution to handle those kind of modules. You know, so you would use services as your connection client or whatever you want to call it. And so, yeah, you could do all sorts of things like that.
Wow. And then with the – so Flex basically on the front end is just Flash. It's sort of a – it's a back end for programming Flash ActionScript stuff, is that right? Like, that's sort of my understanding of it. I mean, it doesn't require anything on the client end above and beyond the Flash player. I mean, the Flash plugin, right?
Right. Yeah, it runs off the Flash plugin. There's two parts. There's two major parts of Flex. There's Flex Builder, which is an entire sort of GUI authoring environment, which is not like Flash authoring environment is more sort of artistic and catered towards designers, but Flex is more towards it's built off of Eclipse. It's more of a development kind of environment, right?
Right. Yeah.
But you don't actually need to use that to build a Flex app. You can do it from a text editor and they actually give you a command line compiler, which allows you to compile SWFs with your Flex code.
Wow.
And then so Flex has this whole markup format that's an XML markup called MXML. And this is how you're able to code a Flex app with XML, which is the syntax is very similar to something like, HTML or what Cold Fusion was or something like that. So.
That makes sense. I saw I'm not familiar with Flex development yet, but I was at the services homepage and I saw that you've written up a significant amount of documentation. Well, significant for how new it is, on how to use services and MXML file was available, and I didn't know what to do with that. I was like, "Oh, what do I do with that?" But now that you say that, it all comes together and makes sense now.
Yeah, so you could basically, if you had Flex Builder, and you can actually get a trial of it for anybody that wants to dabble, download a trial, and you can just basically plug that file into a new Flex project and compile it, and should be able to.
And then, do you need a server for this as well? Is there like a? I know that there's like a. I sort of learned all about this stuff in it quickly, and it's sort of like hazy in my mind. So, is there's like a Flex server as well, or do you need that in order to?
Yeah, I believe. Yeah, I'm still learning too, so I'm hoping I'm getting this stuff right. But I know that when the early versions of Flex came out, I understood that it was only a server. But I do know now that you don't need the server at all, but you can have it. It will actually, what the server does is you can upload your code and it'll compile your SWFs in runtime, in real time. So I don't really know how that works exactly.
Right.
I don't know what, what you would use that for.
If anyone's listening to this podcast that has more information, you can go to lullabot.com and find this podcast and add comments and we'll put them all up there so that we can actually make that a resource for true information rather than our speculative information or at least other people's speculative information.
I do definitely know that there is a server side, server for Flex that you can run to build your SWFs in real time. And I do know that you don't need to use that. You can compile an SWF and put that, embed that into a page just like you would a Flash SWF.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. So some really interesting possibilities start to open up with these services and AMF PHP and the Flex stuff. I mean, where basically you could do a whole Flash based, Flex based, sort of Drupal management application kind of thing. And that can that live on the desktop in the same way that the Zool stuff can? Is that this Apollo stuff that Adobe's been talking about? My understanding is that Apollo is the desktop version of Flex stuff, so that there's sort of a runner, and you can do that kind of stuff. There's some really interesting possibilities there, and I hope that other people will start to look into that stuff, at least experiment with it, because it seems really powerful.
Yeah, I know very little about Apollo, even less so than I know about Flex. But I do. Yeah, it's basically going to be a sort of a more desktop environment for Flex apps, where you could run them offline and online and all that. So,
you
totally could use services to communicate with Drupal with an app like that. Yeah,
right.
That's what it's for.
Right. Oh yeah, and to be able to run it offline, so you could essentially like create nodes and sort of do some offline processing and then go online and update them and stuff like that. That's cool stuff. So what's on the horizon for this by them?
Well, trying to manage all the work that we're getting. Really, we have a lot of work. We're booked up for a few months.
So being sort of at the corner of Drupal, where your phone already starts ringing a lot, and then Flash knowledge and all that kind of stuff, and it just seems like you just wouldn't stop that phone from being ringing.
Yeah, it's
exciting.
I have no words. I'm at a loss of words. The first year was kind of like, all right, we're figuring this out. We're, you know, just two guys. And then it was like, it seemed like the beginning of this year hit, and we've just been, the phone's been ringing off the hook, getting a lot of requests for bids. And so the growth has been really, really quick, and we're sort of figuring out how to manage all that.
But it's great.
You know, it's a lot of fun. We're doing a lot of fun work, and, my partner's actually dabbling a little bit in video. He's doing some music videos and that kind of stuff.
So
we're covering a lot of different angles here, and so yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Right on.
I just wanted to say with the services module and all that, I really would like it for anybody who's listening that's interested to go onto our groups page and check it out and maybe like. Hit me up with some ideas if you'd like to see it do anything, because I kind of like got it there and really want to get some other minds involved. So
cool. So there's a groups page for services. That's what you're saying. At groups.drupal.org.
Yeah. Groups.drupal.org/services.
I'll need to sign up for that.
Yeah, me too.
Right. Yes.
This is how things get done.
Yes. So I in the next few days, I don't know when this thing's going to be published. It might be already be up by then. But I should have the screencast, links to the screencast on there and all that.
Great.
Well, so.
Cool. Super. Yeah. Well, thanks for coming on the podcast. And I hope everyone who's listening will keep an eye on this stuff, because I think there's some really interesting things on the horizon for this. And I know that a lot of Drupal developers, very PHP centric, and things like adopting a JavaScript library was sort of a hurdle. And now that we've got jQuery in, and people are seeing how that's working, it gets very exciting, and people start thinking about the possibilities. And I think that that a lot of this sort of Flash stuff is kind of in that same camp of I think that when people start to see it and how it works and what they can do with it. It's going to be the same way, and the services stuff is sort of dovetails in there in a really interesting way, because people are certainly familiar with web services and the way Amazon uses that, and Google and Flickr, like we mentioned, but that you can start using it in sort of this really kind of microscopic way, instead of from site to site, but be like site to client, and using that with Flash is really. It's really interesting. So, cool stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, thanks for having me. I hope I made sense in most cases.
Well, people can come and ask. I mean, hopefully, at least we just pricked up some ears and got people to pay attention, and maybe you can get more people involved with all this, because you seem to be doing it in a way that's very extensible, and so people can dive in and start building their own. Services modules and stuff like that. Could be the next CCK,
absolutely.
Man. Could be the next CCK.
I know.
Cool. Well, thanks a lot, Scott.
Thank you, Jeff. Thanks, Nate.
Thank you, Scott.